عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Mother Nature Channel, welcome back to another episode of the remarkable one, the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Undoubtedly, you know, when we say the remarkable one, this is who we are referring to. We are referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, there are many blessings in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that individual who recites durood upon me 50 times daily, then I shall shake his hand on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Just sending salawat 50 times upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and the reward, Allahu Akbar, so much reward, so great of a reward, being able to shake the blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, in this program we speak about the specialities, the remarkable, exclusive qualities possessed by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, which no other person possesses. Which no other person possesses. And one of the specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, in a way you can say, the specialities of the ummah, the blessings the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given due to that unique individual. Due to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessings and the specialities of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. How our ummah is so different and so special. How the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so special in comparison to the rest of the ummahs. And it has been mentioned that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was given the Torah, when he was given his book, he found within there that there was mention of a people. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I have found mention of a ummah which is better than the rest of the ummahs. That this ummah, it will call people towards righteousness and it will forbid the evil. In these people from amongst the ummah, they will forbid evil. They will believe in all of the former and the later books. They'll believe in all of the books. And they will even kill the one-eyed Dajjal. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, that, Ya Rabbi, that, O my Lord, make this my ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, that, O Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will then say, that, Ya Allah, within my book I've heard of a ummah. There's mention of a ummah who will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. Ya Allah, they'll praise you so much. And they will be very careful. They'll be very, very cautious in regards to the sun. Meaning that the timing, for example, our salah timing is in accordance to the sun. When the sun is at such and such place, then it is time for Salat al-Fajr. When the sun moves, it is time for Salat al-Zuhr. When it moves to this place, it is time for Salat al-Asr, Salat al-Maghrib, Salat al-Isha, based on the position of the sun. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says that, Ya Allah, I've in the book, I've seen that there's mention of people who are very, very cautious of the sun. Ya Allah, they praise you so much. Ya Allah, They will be given imama, they will be given governance. Ya Allah, whenever they do any work, they will say, Insha'Allah. He says, Ya Allah, this ummah who shall do all these things, Ya Allah, make it my ummah. Make this my ummah who say, Insha'Allah. Make it my ummah who do such and such. Make it my ummah who is very, very cautious of the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied that, oh Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Musa alayhi sallam will continue. He will say that the du'as, whatever du'a they perform, the du'as will be accepted. If they were to intercede, the intercession would be accepted. He says, Ya Allah, make this my ummah. He says that they will be able to attain purity from the earth. Ya Allah, make it my ummah. If they were to intend to perform an action, they will be given one reward. If they perform the action, they'll be given, it shall be multiplied by 10. Even if they were to make, they were not to perform the action, but they still just had the intention, they would still be rewarded. Ya Allah, make this my ummah. Ya Allah, make this my ummah. Make it my ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala each and every time will say, oh Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And there were many things mentioned. Even, in fact, another speciality of the ummah is that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam states that, Ya Allah, they will be the inheritors of the book of the Quran al-Kareem. For the rest of the prophets, for the rest of the ummahs, the books have not been preserved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself preserves the Quran, the book given to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people had never memorized their books. It was just the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The layman never memorized the books. But in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find young children who have memorized the glorious Quran. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says that, Ya Allah, the people will be memorizing their Quran, will memorize their book. Ya Allah, make this my ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, oh Allah, if you have really chosen Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala wasalam, if these attributes cannot be given to my ummah, Ya Allah, make me from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now my dear viewers, how fortunate we are truly that a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has performed the dua to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now there's something we must understand, that the greatest of all people are the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the greatest of all people. After them are the companions. So the greatest after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, for example, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, then Hazrat Umar Farooq. But even from amongst the companions, the prophets are greater. They possess the highest of ranks. We should not think Hazrat Musa wished to be from this ummah. That makes us, mazallah, this is wrong, better than him. No. He is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this stresses the favor laid upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even such a mighty prophet, one of the five greatest prophets, even he desired, had this wish to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, some of the specialities of the blessed ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam states, and this is mentioned in Al-Mishkat Sharif, he says that فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى النَّاسِ بِثَلَاثٍ فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى النَّاسِ بِثَلَاثٍ, that we have been favored amongst all the people by three things, due to three things. جُعِلَتْ لَنَا الْأَرْضُ, and the earth, the earth has been made, each and every single part of it, a masjidan, it has been made a place of worship. This is something we are very, very fortunate with, my dear viewers. That previously, the previous ummahs, whenever they wished to pray, they were not able to pray anywhere. They were not able to pray anywhere. No, because why? The ground was considered to be dirty. It wasn't purified, it was impure. And these people, whenever they wished to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would have to go to the places of worship, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for this ummah, the entire earth has been made pure. If you wished you are traveling, you can stop on the side, you can on the side of the road, you can pray your salah on the ground. This is one of the specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he also says the soil has been made a purifier for us when we do not find water. Previous ummahs, water, only water could be used. But for our ummah, if water is going to be a cause of harm for us, if we cannot find water, we have searched, looking out, going out in search of water, but we cannot find water, even then, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the soil can be used to purify ourselves. We can perform tayammum. We have no water, no problem. We can perform tayammum. One of the specialities of this blessed ummah. And it's also been said that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, this is by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Uridat aliyyal umam," that all the ummas were brought before me, "bil mawsimi ayyam al-hajj," during the days of hajj, "fa'ajabani kathratu ummati," and I was amazed by the large number, the huge number of my ummah. They had filled the plains, they had filled the mountains. This was the state of my ummah. "Qalu ya Muhammad aradid," and they said, "Are you pleased?" "Qala na'am." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, "Yes, ay Rabbi, O my Lord." "Qal fa'inna ma'a ha'ulai 70 alfan yadkhulun al-jannah bighayri hisab." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall also say that along with these, there are 70,000 more people who shall enter Jannah without being held accountable. Another speciality of this ummah, of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that there will be individuals from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who shall be able to enter Jannah without being held accountable. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he also tells us that our ummah is such that our ummah shall testify for the prophets of the previous ummahs. SubhanAllah, and this is a hadith sharif, my dear viewers, of Madani channel, in which it is mentioned, this is in Sahih al-Bukhari, it's mentioned that Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yaji'u Nuhun wa ummatuhu," that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the famous prophet Hazrat Noah alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as his ummah, they shall all come. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى هَلْ بَلَّغْتَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall say to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam that, "Did you teach people the message? Did you pass on the message?" Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam shall reply, "فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ, yes, أي ربي," "Oh my Lord, yes, I gave your message to the people. I called them towards yourself. I told them to believe in you, to believe in you alone, not to worship anybody other than you." He says, "Yes." فَيَقُولُ لِأُمَّتِهِ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall ask the ummah of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, "بَلَّغَكُمْ," that did he pass the message on to you? فَيَقُولُونَ, "No, لا, مَا جَاءَنَا مِن نَبِي," that no prophet had come to us. فَيَقُولُ لِنُوحٍ مَنْ يَشْحَدُ لَكَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, you claim to have invited them. They say that you did not come to them. So, O Nuh, who's your witness? Who shall testify for you? And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam says that Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa ummatuhu, that the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he shall bear witness, he shall testify along with his ummah, they shall also testify that I had come. فَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَّغَ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that at that time we shall then testify that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had invited them. وَقَوْلُهُ جَلَّ ذِكْرُهُ وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And he states that this is the interpretation of the Quranic ayat, that we have made you a just and the best nation, so that you may be witnesses over all of mankind. The dear viewers of Madani Channel, some of the blessings of the blessed Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam is that the Ummah, and only the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall bear witness even for other prophets alayhim wa salatu wa salam on the Day of Judgment. Now, another beauty of the blessed Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that this Ummah is, or the teachings of this Ummah, what's been granted to this Ummah is that of the middle way. Whenever we perform a sin, then the punishment is not immediate. We are given time to repent. He said that, you know, the angel says, shall I write the sin down? And the other angel will say, no, wait, maybe he'll repent. And he's given this chance. And then again the angel says, shall I write it down now? And he says, wait, give another chance. If he repents, then it's not written. If he does not repent, then it is written. But previous ummahs, they were not given this ease. It's not only the, yes, our sin may be written, but we still have a chance to repent. And there is that chance of forgiveness. But previous ummahs, if they were to sometimes perform a sin, then they could be punished right there and then. Then they would sometimes be punished immediately. And this is one of the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something special to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be amongst us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I shall not curse, I shall not punish your ummah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another speciality of this blessed ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And similarly, something which is beautiful really, that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the other ummahs within the Quran, Ya Bani Israel, that all the children of Israel, all the those people who we've guided, whatever it may be. But when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. And it's said that this has been mentioned within the Quran possibly around about 80 times. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. That all you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has testified within the glorious Quran, the belief of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many virtues, many specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, I've mentioned a few, and to be honest, if you were to continue, they are countless. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been granted such khasais, such specialities which are unique to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these specialities, from amongst these specialities, is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are very, very fortunate to be from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should also try to live up to it, my dear viewers. Try to read about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learn about the beautiful characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah we shall be returning with another episode. Continue to watch the remarkable one. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.